Hello, Internet. Welcome to the 2012 Eurovision Song Contest. This is your alternative commentary track. I'm Ewan Spence.
I'm Luke Fisher.
And welcome to the 57th running of the greatest entertainment and variety show on the planet. Good afternoon, good morning, good evening. Yes, you got there in the end, Luke, didn't you?
Quick catch up.
I'll explain how this all works. It's your alternative commentary track, which you're downloading in advance. When you hear a beep, you pause. That's generally when the music is playing. And then when the music finishes, you unpause it again. You've done this two nights before. The beep sounds like this. Do not pause on this one, okay? This is a sample. When you hear that, you pause the track. The next one coming up, what I want, it won't be for a music track. It's because you should be seeing the opening act. I'll give you time to watch that and everything. Now, there's a time-lapse video that will show you how the stadium, the Crystal Hall, was built. When that time-lapse starts, I want you to unpause this commentary track. We'll take you right through the building of that, then the first postcard, and then our first act, which, of course, is the United Kingdom. As the United Kingdom starts, there'll be another beep. You pause, you listen to Engelbert Humperdinck, you unpause, we'll talk you through the next postcard and everything, and so on, and so on, and so on, like that. So, remember again, it's when the time-lapse postcard starts, okay? You get all the prelude today to Duem now. Look, it's been like 400 years and I still can't pronounce it. It's
Duem.
Yes, like that. We have Luke here from ESE Extra to do all the pronunciations. And the fireworks that you're seeing, we watched them on Monday, didn't we, Luke?
Yeah, we did. Lovely show that was. Really enjoyed that.
Yeah, really, and amazingly, they managed it in about 3 seconds.
Yep.
So, I mean, I'm not suggesting anything, but maybe they've learnt something from China.
Potentially, they've learnt something from the Beijing openings. Yes.
Yeah, and we've got lots of glowing people and Paradise Oscars and bouncing into globes and bouncy gymnasts and everything to start you off. There's going to be the reprise of the opening track as well. It is Eurovision. Hopefully, you started this 5 minutes before the show. Otherwise, you're going to well in there. We're going to hit the pause and we will catch up with you in a couple of minutes on that time lapse. Charge your glasses and get the snacks in and possibly a bit of caffeine as well.
Yeah, you might want some of that.
Here comes the pause. Here we go. Welcome back. The time-lapse is underway. Eurovision is underway. Hope you enjoyed the reprise there, of course, of the classic song from last year.
Running. I'm scared.
He says thank you.
Well, have more should have been Eric Sadady.
Yes. We'll have more from Sarah Donfina, the Swedish host of Melody Festival, and the basically the comedian we've been quoting here in the press room all week. The journey, of course, started officially on September the 1st last year. Tens of thousands of songs submitted to broadcasters over Europe, culled down to create long lists and running shows for national finals of around about 800 songs. From those, 42, one from each country, was selected to be sent here to Baku in Azerbaijan from the hosts from last year.
Unless you were Belarus, when you had two.
Yep, indeed. How about 42 were eventually put on a plane to come over
exactly.
here? Let's go with that one. Of those 42, we already have lost and brought the numbers down to just 26 songs. And those are the songs you're going to hear tonight. And at the end of tonight, 25 of them will be culled away and we will be left with one winner, which means everybody loses.
Yep, it is a show for losers tonight, isn't
it? Except one person.
Except one person.
Yes.
Or one group of up to six people.
Yes. Rules that you should be aware of, just to keep it fun. No more than six people on stage.
Exactly.
All vocals must be live.
All vocals must be live. Croatia.
Lead and backing.
Yep.
We're not mentioning that Croatia one just now. It's a 3 minute song. It must be 3 minutes long. Longer than 2:45 and less than 3 minutes.
Absolutely. Must have more than 12 lines of text.
Yep. So what do we got? We got the big five coming up tonight. This will be the first chance they have to put their song into international competition. The host Azerbaijan get a bye and straight through. And we have our 20 winners that you've already heard about through the first two semi-finals. Now, I wanted to bring this one up. A lot of people have been doing really complicated drinking games online, the old EDG tag. And we're not having that.
No?
For a long time, I've run my own drinking game rules because you need a drinking game rules that you can understand by the time you get to the contest.
Okay.
So if you want to play along at home, obviously, in moderation, use common sense. You ready for the rule?
Okay.
It's just one rule.
Yep, one rule. Go on then.
Drink when you see a pyrotechnic.
Ooh, right.
So if you want to join in at home, charge the glasses and enjoy that one. Little bit about the podcast here. We're actually recording this during the jury final.
Yes, we are.
Which means we are going to be talking about the songs, and 50% of the vote will come from what we see here. So although you're getting the commentary to listen for the public vote, we're actually commenting on the other 50% of the vote. And the first person to take that vote, song number one. We shall now be incredibly unbiased and neutral.
And neutral.
And, you know, and just be very, very
diplomatic.
Factual. Yes.
And factual.
Go on, Engelbert. Mason. Go on, Engelbert. Go on, United Kingdom. Get in there. Get in. Hit him. Go. We should be fair. Love Will Set You Free, an internal selection by the BBC, both of the song and of the artist. They tried this last year with Blue and it was relatively successful.
Relatively successful, yeah. And I think, you know, let's just give him all the support we can for this one.
Yeah, he is running first. And historically, since televoting has started, the person finishing first has never finished higher than sixth. Top 10 would be a success, but this is a wonderful opener. United Kingdom, song one. While the rest of our temporary commentary booth here in the press room at the Crystal Hall are loving that number, this 76-year-old Engelbert Humperdinck, with something, I don't know, I hear shades of Rainbow Connection in there. Hungary, in slot number two. Speaking of first never gets higher than sixth, second never gets anything.
Well, anywhere, really.
It is the slot of death. Nobody has ever won Eurovision from second place. In recent history, I think only Jessica Garlick
came third. Dino Merlin did well, yes, last year from second place, didn't
they? Indeed. So Hungary themselves, I've got to say, it's not the strongest of songs.
No.
We do have quite a steady opening to Eurovision this year.
Yeah, it's not going to get you out your chair this early on, is it?
Oh, but trust me, when we get to the end, it's like an accelerating ramp. Sound of Our Hearts, Compact Disco, out of the first semi-final into the final at number two. Song two there was Compact Disco and the Sound of Our Hearts.
How are you getting on with the drinking game, guys? Two songs in?
Yeah, I forgot to tell them Engelbert was going to be quite hefty with the glasses and then
just
a little bit of a chaser there from Hungary. Let's move on to song three, Albania. And no, we're not going to tell you when the pyro shots are, even though we know, because we've sat through the rehearsals just for you. A surprise qualifier, Luke, with Albania's run initially?
I think it was, if you'd have looked at it from before the contest, but actually having watched the rehearsals and the dress rehearsals, I think we could all see this one coming.
And a wonderful singer, perfect control, perfect pitch control. We've got a key change here, as you'd expect at Eurovision, but in the middle of a song. And she sings so much of this crouched down, you know,
with her eyes shut,
a little
almost
tiny ball. It's like, no, if you want a big pair of voice, you're meant to stand up straight, put the barrel chest out, hands by your side. None of that here.
No. Nope.
Just a fantastic performance.
Good singer.
Zeus, Albania's song three. Zeus there, which of course is the first occurrence of a Latin word at Eurovision for Albania's song three. Luke, when was the last time we had a Eurovision song that was applauded during the song in the stadium?
Really can't remember. I mean, that's pretty
apart
phenomenal.
Apart from the semi-final, obviously,
yeah,
where it was the
Albania
same song.
In the semi, yeah. No, absolutely phenomenal. And I think the crowd really responding to the huge voice she's got. I mean, that's phenomenal voice.
Yeah, it's a song contest. We've had a song.
Absolutely.
Now we have Lithuania.
Now we have Donny Montel, whose Love is Blind.
Yes. What can we say about Donny? He's third year that he's entered the national final to try and get to Eurovision. He even entered twice last year, once on his own and once duetting with Sasha Sun, who'd appeared in 2009 and only managed 23rd in the final. Hopefully, Donny is going to do better than that at song four, Love is Blind. How would you portray that on stage?
I have no idea.
John Barrowman's looking good for his age, isn't he, Luke?
Yeah, well, he's definitely had some help.
I mean, Donny Montel there. He says he's 24. Maya Sarr. Mm. Oh, actually, we better check, actually. Are you all still awake out there? Is everything okay?
Yeah.
Give us a nudge at ESC Insight.
And at ESC Extra.
You've got a live chat going on.
We do have a live chat going on.
Okay, and also I'm doing bucket loads of commentary on at Human as well, mostly because the rate limit is faster because it's an old developer again.
Yes.
So I can, like, do three pulses a second or something. Okay, assuming you're still awake, it's time for a little bit of shoulder pad envy. If you thought Rona's costume, it looked just a little bit too much like the Addams Family. You ain't seen nothing yet. It's Bachman Turner Overdrive. No, it's not Bachman. It's, Oh, it's Maya Sarr. We saw her last year, didn't we?
We did see her last year, playing the piano for Dino Merlin. song is called Korakitiz Nam. It's the Bosnia and Herzegovina entry, kind of surprise qualifier from the semi-final, and it's song number 5.
Bosnia Herzegovina there at song number 5. You know what we need, Luke?
What do we need, Ewan?
We need a party.
We do need a party. Who for?
For everybody.
For everybody?
With a bit of dance.
With a bit of dance?
Yeah, so time to wake yourself up. Song number 6 is Russia. The Boronovsky Babushkis. Translated, which is?
The Grandmothers.
From?
Boronovsky.
Just Boronov.
Boronov, that
just
was
Boronov.
It.
Six, well, there's actually 8 of them. They have 2 spares, but they've not needed them.
They've not needed
which
them.
Which is good. We've still got the 6 core grannies here. And it's
we think we have, anyway.
Well, we think we have. We're not quite sure. I mean, I can recognise the one that looks like Private Fraser from Dad Journey.
Yeah.
They are going to start off in traditional Urdu in the language with a little bit of folk numbers. Those of you who remember Finland's opening last year will recognise the globe in the background.
Yes, they will.
And then it all goes crazy. No cakes were dropped in the semi-final. How many will be dropped today?
0.
I think it's going to be 0 as well. Let's find out. Song number 6. For Russia there and the Boronovsky Babushkis. Couple of things to remember on this one, Luke.
Yep.
Don't expose them to bright light.
No, do not.
Don't get them wet.
No.
And don't feed them after midnight. So, the local time here, Luke, is...
Oh, several minutes past midnight.
Yes, it's 35 minutes past midnight. Right, let's move on to song 7 quickly before all we hear is Gizmorski, Gizmorski. Oh, that sounds so terrible. Anyway, song 7, Iceland.
Yeah.
This is still a favourite, I think. People seem to have forgotten this one because it's so early in the running order, but... Iceland's best result with a televote came in 2009 from...
Johanna.
And she started in position...
7.
And she finished...
2nd.
He's good at this. He didn't even have to look at the notes.
Nah.
Possibly because we rehearsed this. Greta Salom has written the song, written the lyrics. She chose Jonsi to sing it with her. And it's just... It's just operatic, dramatic, wonderful, and I love this. Bias out the window. Song 7 is Iceland. Can I go to Reykjavik? Can I go to Reykjavik? Dad, 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 can I go to Reykjavik? Can I go to Reykjavik? Can I go to Reykjavik? Please, 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 please.
Only if you're good.
Oh, I'm very good.
Are you?
Yeah.
Well, let's hope so, because that was good.
Yeah, I agree too. And they can go to Reykjavik tomorrow night.
Definitely.
Or actually tonight, because their flight's...
Well, yeah, like... same day.
Yeah, we've checked this. The Icelandic return flight is at 7 a.m.
Is it? It's an hour after my hour before mine, then.
Yeah. And the show here finishes at 3 a.m. So, yeah, they might miss that flight.
Get the skates on.
Yeah, they'd love to miss the flight.
I think they would.
Do we have to talk about Cyprus yet?
Yeah, unfortunately, I think we do.
Yeah, okay, how about this? Keep an eye out stage left.
Stage left?
Stage left, because over there is the mystery backup singer.
Ah.
Now, doesn't do any of the dancing.
No, he doesn't.
Doesn't do any of the moves. Just kind of lurks in the shadows and tries to avoid being caught by the camera. While we're watching Ivy Adamo singing La La Love.
Yes.
Cyprus.
Song 8.
And here's why the jury final is so important to watch.
Yes, because vocally there, that was not great at all, was it?
So it's irrespective of what you hear on Saturday night, half of the marks are going to be given out on a very poor performance. People at home will never see that unless there's a bomb in the stadium.
Yes, that's the backup tape, unless the power goes down.
Yeah, or the satellite transmission is lost.
Yeah.
Then there would be an automatic switch over to the backup tape, and we would be in perfect sync.
Yes, we would.
Yeah, so go for it. The power cut, not anything else. Okay, France next. They've thrown the kitchen sink at this one, Luke, haven't they?
Oh, it's Aya Miles Angun representing France. She toured around Europe everywhere to try and drum up support for this one.
And the one they've got here, they had a nice, sensible stage performance, and then the male dancers took their tops off, and they started doing more bouncing around. They got more pyro. They added in wind machine.
Yeah, there's a lot going on here.
Yeah, and there's still a song underneath it. It's called Echo, You and I. For those of you watching in the United Kingdom, you can get the last half hour of the Dirty Dozen on Channel 5 USA if this isn't appealing to you. Wowzers.
Ooh, yeah. 3 minutes is a long one there, isn't it?
Carola called. She wants a wind machine back. Okay, let's move to one of the other big 5. From France to Italy. What did Italy do? They were away from Eurovision for ages. They've come back. This is their second year back. And they've cracked it again.
They were obviously working on the formula, weren't they, whilst they were away?
Yeah, and the formula was go to San Remo, their big music festival, which Eurovision is based on. Don't choose the winner. Just look at everybody and go, you'd work at Eurovision.
Pick a real song.
Yeah, pick a real singer that will work in this unique environment.
And they have done it again with Nina Zilli.
Yeah, and she went through Per Sempre, which is the song in Sanremo, then the Italian version of...
L'amore femminile.
It's now Out of Love, but it's English and Italian, and it's song number 10. Possible victory here.
Absolutely.
It's such a closely competitive year that even if you have a good jury performance, when you go out to the public vote, it might all go away. It's really hard to call this year, isn't it?
It is. No one's going to win it tonight, but you might lose it tonight.
Yes, this, of course, is the night that we're recording this, the night before you're listening to this.
Yes.
Unless you're me listening back to it in a couple months' time just to audit it or something. Let's move to Estonia. Kula. What a singer.
Yeah, I mean, again, coming at quite a good time here. We've had some up-tempo stuff. Now we're coming to a guy that really just comes out and sings.
Yep, he just walks out there, stands in front of the microphone. There is a backing singer here, but again, slightly stage left.
There is, but I mean, she's in there for a reason, to do a backing vocal, not to sing the whole thing.
Oh, was that what the Cyprus one was doing?
Rumours suggest that, yes.
Yes. That's not against the rules, though, is it?
No, that's perfectly allowed.
No, you just need your singer on stage. Doesn't need to be the named person. Estonia. The Dark Horse, the man from Slytherin, Ott Lepland. I love the fact that he just changes the song every time, depending on his mood.
Yeah, real musician.
Yeah, I mean, he's still singing the same words, so it's covered by the rules.
Yeah, I know, completely agree, but really, really good.
Two words spring to mind.
Go on, then.
Engelbert who?
I know. It's concerning, isn't it? Mm.
Song 12.
Song 12.
Tucci.
Yeah, performing at 12.
Yeah, I mean, it's the definition of a poor draw, isn't it?
Really is.
And this is a song that we had high hopes for. I still have high hopes for this one. It's a change of gears. I think Norway will be happy that it stopped the road of a bad run with non-qualification at the semis last year, 20th place as the host nation, of course. Before that, they were first with Alexander Rybak. It's fast, it's high energy. It's a genre of music, K-pop, J-pop with ethnic twist, which I think is going to appeal a lot more to the younger watchers here.
Yep.
Which means a lot of us old fogies are just going to bypass this song. But there is something here.
It's the Sarda moment again, isn't it?
It is, yeah. Watch for the reverse camera angle on the audience as well. Song 12. Song 12 there is Norway. You know, it might be a poor draw, but expect that to do, you know, respectably well when you get up there. Okay, right then, we've got a little bit of a break now, so we're going to have a special guest coming along in a second to join us, and after that...
A special guest. No, that's only Keith.
Oh, yeah, right. We have a guest. Joining us now from all kinds of everything.ie, we have Keith Mills. Keith, welcome to the commercial break cutaway on the podcast.
Thank you very much, Ewan. It's good to be here.
Yes, you should be playing the role of Sarah Cox.
Oh, yes, am I really? I don't think I have the hips for it.
Ah, there we go. Baku.
Yes.
We always thought it was going to be an opulent contest for those of us who were here. It's not quite comparable to Moscow, but in its own special way, this is a unique Eurovision.
It's very, very different Eurovision. It's like a fusion of Moscow in 2009 and Istanbul in 2004. It's got that kind of an Eastern tinge to it, and yet a former Soviet tinge to it as well. A lot of money being spent on it, but not and always very well spent on it, I think.
What would be the most surprising, you think, for someone who's never been to the Eurovision, to be in the hall? Let's say in the hall, for example, because you've been sitting in there for a number of shows. What's it like being in 16,000 people rather than just a couple of people around a television?
It's a fantastic event here, to be in here and just to get the buzz of the crowd. You'd only realise how international event this is when it's actually inside. You've got flags, and then, of course, this year, there's a huge local interest here. I've never seen a city that's so tuned into the contest as Baku is. So that adds a new dimension to this year's event.
The thing that always gets me is people think it's just 3 hours of television. And it's not.
No, it goes on. And it's 2 weeks of rehearsals, press conferences, parties, more rehearsals, all kinds of stuff going on here, interviews. There's no end to the fun.
And speaking of fun, here in the dress rehearsal, thanks for popping along, all kinds of everything.ie. The home favourite, the home representative, Sabina Babayeva, is up here. She's going to be joined by Azerbaijan's leading Mugam singer. For those of you who are closet Doctor Who fans, yes, he looks a bit like Shoji when John Pertwee regenerated into Tom Baker, as does Sabina's dress. It is the classic, we don't want to host it again.
Yeah, I think it is.
Song 13. Luke's voice is going, and this is When the Music Dies. Oh, it's gone big in the hall.
Very big in the hall for Azerbaijan this year.
Yay! Song 14, it's the return of the epic rappers.
Not rappers.
Bagpipes.
I drilled him on this. It's not bagpipes. It's not moonwalking bagpipes. It's epic moonwalking bagpipes. And no Tony.
No, still not here.
See, he is here.
Well, yeah, still
he
not
is
on
here.
Stage.
Mandinga, 7 people in the band. Yeah. The rules say?
6 people on stage at any one time.
So Tony gets to take all the credit and none of the stress. Now, lead singer of Mandinga, Elena, had a bit of problems in the semi-finals.
She did. Her ear fell out.
Not her actually, her ear monitor.
Yeah,
which means that she had to do the whole thing without actually able to hear her singing or any of the music, relying on musical cues and the echo in the stadium.
She still got here, though.
Yeah. You know what? I think she might be a Taurus.
A Taurus?
Or a Leo.
No.
Or a Virgo.
No.
She's not a Gemini.
Oh, yes,
hey,
she is.
Song 14's Romania. Little bit of a missed lyric there in the jury final there.
Yes, in the jury final, she missed a bit of a lyric on the chorus.
So that will be interesting to see what happens there, but juries can sometimes be quite forgiving.
Juries can also not have realised it was supposed to be there.
Indeed, that as well. We have been living with these constantly for the last 6 months or so. Okay, Denmark at song 15. Now, Salunas the Maid's having a rough time. She's been down with the flu, completely mm-hmm. out of it on Thursday.
Yeah.
Bed rest for 24 hours.
Well, she's done well to get herself out today.
Yeah, biggest gig of her career, though. So, the art students sitting around on the chairs, playing the instruments and, you know, looking like they've just raided the second-hand clothes shops, take the stage for Denmark. Should have known better. It's a good song.
It is a good song. Toe-tapper, this one.
Yeah, if it was only a minute long.
Ah, I disagree with you. I think 3 minutes is good for this one.
Yeah, I just think it's too repetitive and boring. But, hey, opinions are what makes Eurovision fun. Think the bed rest did her good. She should be on top
yes.
form for Saturday night.
That was very good.
Let us know how you think she's getting along as of all the acts tonight at Eurobooth at bbc.co.uk. No, let's get rid of that. At ESC Insights.
At ESC Extra.
And who have we got now, Luke?
We've got Greece. Qualifier from the semi-final.
Let's be honest, this is Greece by numbers.
Oh, yeah, this is the same song they've been sending for the last however many years.
One subtle difference, though.
She's Cypriot.
Yay, so we have 2 Cypriots in the final.
Yeah, we have no Greeks in the final.
Yeah, well, no, that's not true. There must be some Greek involvement somewhere in some of the song lyrics or something, surely?
Oh, yeah, probably, eventually.
Yeah, we could just have a look through. You know what? No Greeks in the final. If we got it wrong, email or Twitter us and let us know. Aphrodisiac, Eleutherio. Universal Records have bankrolled a lot of this in one, haven't they?
A lot of, they've bankrolled it all.
Yeah, and we don't just mean the song, we mean Greece as a whole.
Yeah.
There we go. Song 16. I'm still not quite sure what she was wearing there.
No. Very interesting choice of dress by Elena.
Shall we move on to the pre-contest favourite?
I think we shall.
Yes, it's the only American on stage this evening. A Texan by the name of Osbin.
Aha.
He's the Texas National Hide and Seek Champion.
Yes. Very good at this in the song as well.
Indeed, yeah. Not as good as the backing singers, though.
No, they are also champion.
Yeah, they're actually stage right down the ramp.
In black.
Yeah, but the camera stays so close to Loreen, who's singing song 17 for Sweden, you'll never see them at all.
Well, you can try, but yep. You will fail.
You might see Osbin.
You might do. See Osbin. You ought to see him.
You do, yes. Euphoria. It's going to be a big club hit. It's going to be a big dance number. Does it have enough to win Eurovision?
We're going to find out.
Well, yeah, go on, put it on the line. Does it have enough?
No.
I think yes.
It might do.
Euphoria, song 17. Watch out for the impression of Zoidberg from Futurama as well, from Loreen. The dance moves from YMCA and Big Fish, Little Fish, Cardboard Box. It's all in here. And some snow. Either it runs away and does a 400-pointer, or we are going to have one of the closest voting periods in Eurovision history for a long time.
Yeah, if that wins, it's going to win by an absolute country mile, isn't it?
Yeah. 398 points, I believe, is the record, but I'm taking that number out the top of my head, so I might be wrong. Oh, yeah, here we go. Guess who's we're going to see on screen now.
Ooh.
Would it be a woman who's famous for not dying?
Yeah, living off one song.
Yeah.
Forget the other two that did rubbish.
No, one of them came third.
Well, out of actually, five.
Yeah, but two of them were... It's Liz Assia, there we go. Winner of the first Eurovision Song Contest, last place in the second Eurovision Song Contest.
Does she know she's here?
Probably, yes. It's not like she's a hologram or anything. Yes, song 18, as Doogie Howser has so rightfully pointed out here on screen, is Turkey's tribute to good old-fashioned 1970s disco. It's Bats the Way, Aha, Aha. I like it, but it probably has a real song title as well, doesn't it?
It does. It's called Love Me Back by Can Bonomo, not Can Bonomo.
No, can't we have Can Bonomo? I like Can Bonomo.
Turn to BBC One, that's what you'll get.
Well, no, we don't know that. We're making a guess and something's going to happen 24 hours into the future from now.
True.
So, you know, he's probably got it right now.
Sorry, Graham.
Yes. See if you can spot the boat in this video.
Yeah, very subtle, very clever.
Yeah. There's pyro here as well.
There is pyro.
So quickly charge your glasses if you're joining in, assuming that you're not like us on the floor. Song 18. We're going to go high energy now, right to the end of the contest, bar one. Turkey. You almost get the feeling Azeri fans of Eurovision would like Turkey to win more than men this year.
Yes, very big reaction to that one.
Lots of flags waving. I don't think it's a potential winner, but
no.
I think Spain is. This has been building up throughout the last 2 weeks, and the first run through of the grand final, this song was absolutely stunning. But it's Spain.
It is Spain, it's very emotional, and I question what the north of Europe will make of such sort of emotion and, you know, verging on shouting.
Indeed, but then remember the number like we had with Hold On Be Strong from Maria Håkan Stereng back in 2008?
Yeah, 2008.
You know, so there is precedent, and any song that can do really well in their live 3 minutes could win this contest, unless Sweden do the country mile.
Yes, absolutely.
There is a bit of wind machine in here. It's a fantastically classy costume. It's a good old-fashioned power ballad from a female singer. It is. It just smacks of Eurovision.
It does.
And it's song 19. Luke, take over. I've got something in my eye.
Oh, dear. Pastora, you can sing, can't you? Blimey. That was vocally incredible.
Yeah. A little bit of performance in there as well.
Yep. Enough.
I think that was one for the juries, obviously, the one we're seeing. Let's see what she does on Saturday night. What I do think, though, is it really makes it quite hard for Roman Lobb, who's coming up next for Germany.
Unless you didn't like that. If you thought that was too over the top, this is the perfect antidote.
Because we now have a nice, subtle German song.
Yep.
From the Stefan Raab Unser Star for Baku machine.
Which has always done well.
Yeah, it's in its third year.
Yep.
And it's got a first... And whatever Lena managed the year after
10th.
That. Yeah, basically, did well, didn't win it for us.
Yeah.
Congratulations, job done. Lobb was born in 1990. Oh, jeez.
Oh, that's even younger than me.
I know, shut up. Standing still, the only man who can wear a beanie cap and make it look sexy at Eurovision this year. Roman Lobb there. If that wins, Jamie Cullum wrote it. And he's British,
and
we
British,
can claim him.
Absolutely.
Go on, Roman. Go on, Roman.
Yeah,
come on, Lob. Come
Jamie.
On. Yeah. If it loses, it was also written by Wayne Hector and Steve Robson.
Germans.
Yeah. Maybe not. Maybe they're all English team. I haven't checked those ones.
Nah, probably Americans.
Yeah, I just went for the punchline. Yeah. Right, Malta. What are Malta doing here?
Malta in a Saturday night final?
Yeah, not sung by Ciara.
No.
Kurt Kalesia, joined by brother Kevin on stage on lead guitar and a whole bundle of his friends. What are Malta doing here?
Surprise qualifier. No one thought when he got to the ninth envelope that Malta were going to come out, did they?
Yeah. Absolutely fantastic result, though. This is a great result for Maltese television.
Yes.
They are, I mean, Kurt will have freedom of the island now. He's the national hero.
Yep.
They don't have a huge music industry. There aren't any record labels out there. This is Malta's musical zenith.
It is, and well done to him.
Yep. We've
got the flag of Poland on the arena.
And they're not even in it tonight. Song 21 is Malta, Kurt Kalesia. He's enjoying his time here, isn't he?
He is enjoying it.
Right, let's see. What do we got next? Macedonia. Why? How are Macedonia here?
they can't qualify. That rule was brought in 2008, that Macedonia shall not be in the final.
Yeah, actually, there's a sub-clause. Unless the song is written for a very big star, Calliope, and it's written by her ex-husband.
Yes, ex-husband. As she said on the press conference, that's why you stay in touch.
Because he's still one of my best friends. She's a huge name in the Balkans, and this is actually, I think, going to cause problems for the song in two tracks' time, which is Jelko for Serbia, because they're both big names. This is going to split the vote.
To a degree, it will. I still think Jelko probably takes precedence, but Macedonia have done very well to get here.
Yeah, their best result previously was back in 2006, where they finished 12th. Late running order, Calliope, Black and White Chrono Bello must be in with a shout of beating that.
Let's hope so.
I know we're unbiased here, but I'm crossing my fingers for top 10 there.
Oh, I would like her to do well, because she is brilliant.
Yeah, love it. 11 appearances and Eurovision debuted back in 1998 in Macedonia there. Okay, it's Jedward. Next.
Yeah.
I honestly think they're just going to keep coming back again and again and again, like some sort of referendum in Ireland until they win.
Yeah, until you get the answer you want.
Yeah, and the answer we want is nope. No, it's not nope one. Please stay with us. They have matured slightly. They now have floppy hair.
They now have sort of Bieber hair, don't they?
Yeah, indeed. Same backing singers as last year.
Yep.
Same sound as last year.
There's a coincidence.
It is, yes. Jedward singing Waterline. Swedish song, essentially.
Swedish song, yep. And got a prop on stage. You'll never guess what it is with that title.
Is it a ruler so they can draw a line?
No, it isn't, no.
Oh, okay.
You'll find out in a minute.
Yeah. Let's watch song 23.
Let's do it.
You see, we meant floppy at the end.
Floppy at the end.
Always floppy at the end. Song 24. Let's leave Jedward behind. They'll be back next year, probably with a song from Norway, trying to make it a third chance at victory. Speaking of trying to get another chance at victory, Serbia's Zeljko Joksimović.
Yes.
Wanted to be the first person to win for Serbia.
Didn't. Came second.
The winner, of course, being...
Marija Šerifović.
But he has unfinished business. So he's back here with Nježljubavstvo. Thank you very much, which means...
Love is not an object.
But he actually did an English version and called it synonym.
Yes, I don't think it made much sense in the English version, did it?
No, there we go. It's a late draw. This is a wonderful placing for a slight breather from the fast numbers before and after. Again, if Sweden doesn't run away...
Yep, we're going to a massive shout.
Yeah, we'll have a winner that starts with the letter S.
Yes.
Yay! Song 24 is Serbia. Potential winner again.
Potential winner again. He might just come up short again, though.
But the thing is, look at this contest. We've got tons of songs here that if it wins at the end of this, we will go, we're quite happy about that.
Yes, pretty much, yes. As long as it isn't a couple of them. We don't mind.
Song number six, Russia.
Yes.
Yeah, it would be an interesting
no
one.
Bias here.
Okay, Ukraine. Potential winner.
Yeah. To a degree. I think less potential than the other ones, but why not?
How many times do Ukraine always over-deliver on what the fans think?
That's true.
And the fans quite like this one.
Yep.
So when we over-deliver on that...
This is dangerous.
Exactly, yes. You also have a flash mob on stage.
You do have a flash mob on stage.
But you don't break the six-person rule.
You don't, because you can quite clearly see it's on a screen.
Yeah, well, you know, I was going to leave that as a little bit of mystery.
Yes, it does. It doesn't look as good as it could, let's put
Indeed.
It that way.
Yeah. Be my guest, Gaetana... written by Gaetana herself with help from the Kiwi Project. Song 25 there from Ukraine and Gaetana. Now, song 26.
Yes.
Only ever happened once before.
Did it? Let me delve deep into my mind.
Yes.
I tried to block that out.
Only one act has ever finished 26th in the Eurovision Song Contest. That was...
Us.
Yes, us being...
The United Kingdom in 2003.
With Gemini.
Oh, I
somebody,
tried to block that out.
Somebody is going to join them.
Probably
tonight.
Not with zero, though. To get zero from 42 would be a bit of an achievement.
It would, yes.
What's worse, zero from 42, zero from 26, or one from 42?
Ooh, one from 42,
I think so.
Yeah, because it's almost a pity vote.
Yeah.
Yeah. Moldova's going to close off the song contest, though. There's still much more action intrigue to go on. It's Moldova's Man of Adventure. A nice, simple, quiet show.
Yes.
For Moldova.
For Moldova.
For everybody else, it's a riot of colour and dance and disco.
Strange hand signals.
Indeed. Lauter, our final song of the evening. That's it. That's your 26. You've seen the winner.
Yep.
All we got to do now is spend an hour and a half working out who it actually is. So, interestingly, look, we've got 10 songs in there that feature non-English. We've got 8 completely in another language.
Yep.
And 2 songs that are a mix, either Italian-English or French-English. Are we going to see a non-English winner?
We could do. You know, Russia's not in English, Italy's not in English, Serbia's not in English. You know, potentially.
Potentially. But nicely, we haven't had one of them since 2007.
And that was Serbia.
That was Serbia again. So they might be giving us another one there. Right, we're going to have a recap in a second. Now, there's no more pauses and beeps, by the way. Take your finger off the button. The next time we stop this, that's it. You're going to have to go to the web and keep up with us on live chats and Twitter and everything to go through. But we're going to take you through the first recap with our snap thoughts again. On the screen at home, you'll be seeing the 26 countries and their number. And if you're in an area where you can vote, you'll have your local dialing number, texting, calling, and all of those details on the screen. If you're online, if you're in somewhere like Australia or America, all you can do is just tell everybody on Twitter, really.
Yeah, tough.
Yeah, that's it. You don't get a vote. Sorry about that. how it works, 50% of the votes decided from the jury final.
Yep.
And then 50% from the public vote.
Yep. Added up in Cologne by Degarme and then sent back down to the countries. They literally get a fax out of a machine that says, this is how you voted. Please read it clearly in English or French.
Oh, we're getting a countdown for something. There you go. Get the votes going in. You can have up to 20 for each phone number. And they don't need to be all 20 the same. You can share them out, 10 and 10. You can vote for your favourite 20. Mm-hmm. Or if you're a Jedward fan, you could just pile them all on Jedward.
Yeah.
But in all of that, just make sure you vote for the song you like. Here they are again, United Kingdom.
Yep.
Sorry, who is this again? It just feels so long ago.
It does. It's a shame for the running order draw, and I'm afraid it's a shame about the song.
Can we manage to get onto the left-hand side of the table with this one? That's
we'll
in top 13.
I think we'll have overachieved if we do.
There we go. Song 2, Hungary.
I think this could come last. Nothing against it. Just look at they've got no neighbours, no diaspora.
Somebody has to come last.
Yeah, and this could be it.
Yeah, no, I don't think. I think it's other stuff that's worse. Not Albania, though. Albania's, I think, gone for a strong night here. Best result as ever has been 7th.
No, I think they're going to do the usual Albanian thing and come about 14th.
Which is where they came last year.
Yep.
With 57 points by Aureliges. Lithuania.
Another one that could come last. I think that'll be down there, put it that way.
Yeah. A little Saturday Night Fever Barrowman himself.
Very early on. I don't see this being a lot of people's favourite.
No. No. Bosnia-Herzegovina.
Won't come last because of who it is.
Yeah, but why would you vote for it?
Because you're Bosnian and you live somewhere else.
Yeah, anything else?
Not really. I mean, even the wind machine's boring, isn't it?
Is it on?
It's about gale one.
Oh, gummy granny.
Oh. I think this might be scoring a couple.
I think so. Yeah. For those of you keeping track at home, yet again, no rules hit the ground.
Yeah.
I might be glued on. Iceland, lots of votes.
Yeah, would like to see this do very well.
Yep. Reykjavik might be just a little bit too far, though.
I don't think it'll win, but I'd like to see them around the top five.
Yep. Cyprus.
I think it's another one that could do quite badly.
I think so far this is the one that I think is going to go right down there. But, you know, she'll have a good career afterwards in shampoo commercials.
Yeah, you know, and well done to Cyprus for qualifying.
Yeah. France, I think this is the one that's going to come last.
I don't think it'll come last because she is at least slightly known for being Angun, but worst of the big five, certainly.
Italy now. Not as impressive as the studio version. How about that?
Yeah, but we have seen this song several times over now.
Yeah, we have, yes. That's... For everybody else to be going, wow, Amy Winehouse is looking good.
Yeah, I still think this could win it.
Especially with the trumpets at the start. Oh, Estonia. If there's a winner that we didn't expect that wins, I think it has to be this one.
One of two ways, though, I think this one. Either incredibly well, or Europe just doesn't get it.
I think Europe's smart enough to get past the language.
I hope so.
Norway. If this had been in the 20s, it probably would have went through.
I am
really
at 12th.
Well. Yeah. Fox Sports 5 on stage, though. Looking good. The regenerating Azerbaijani Sabina Babayeva.
Right, I think this is going to do very well.
I don't think it's going to win, though.
It might come close. They might be in it for a bit.
The average finishing position of Azerbaijan is 4.2.
Yeah, exactly.
Romania. I had high hopes for this coming into Baku.
Yeah, I'm not as confident on this as I was before we came.
No, they need to get Tony back on stage.
I think they do.
Yeah, they're missing Tony. Denmark. Danes love this. Danes are convinced they have the best song in the world. How?
I Dark Horse.
How?
Seriously. Middle of the running order, middle of the road, middle of the points across lots of countries equals good finish.
Greece.
Shouldn't do very well, but will.
It's Greece.
Yep, it's Greece.
Yeah.
Everything about this just says it's Greece.
Yeah. It's a, look at the dance. Little hands up together. It's Greece. Sweden.
We're not going to know until the night, are we?
Nope. They've won four times. 74, 84, 91 and 99. They've all been traditionally Swedish. This isn't traditionally Swedish. Neither is it traditionally Eurovision. It's new and fresh and exciting. Turkey.
Turkey, Turkey, Turkey. Not sure what to make of this one, really.
I'm on top of the world!
But they have done badly in a televote before, so they could do again.
Yeah,
I don't know.
But
14th?
Spain.
Again, I'm not going to call this one until the night, because if it was just the Mediterranean voting, this would be winning.
I'm going to be listening to this one a lot, though, after Eurovision.
Yes, I think so.
Germany.
Still dark horse. Good running order position. Good slot.
I don't see it scoring as much now as I did before. I think Spain is going to drown it out a little bit.
No, I think it's the anti-Spain.
That's Portugal, isn't it? Malta.
Could come last, couldn't it?
No.
No?
No. It's nice, it's feel good. Besides, look at the amount of pyros. People are going to be drunk by that point after doing the pyro drinking game.
It does count in the recap as well, by the way.
Oh, yeah, you keep going, guys. Keep going. Macedonia. Please be top 10. Please be top 10. Heart says 10th to 15th, though.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Art says about 16th, I think.
Which would be equal to last year. In the semis. Yeah. But in the final.
No, well done, Calliope.
Yeah. Ireland. Top 10, yes. Top 5?
No.
Not sure.
Somewhere between 8 and 12.
So, 10. Serbia.
Top 5.
Top 3.
Top 2.
I'll pass. You can play.
Nah, I'm with you. Top 5, 3, somewhere around there.
Ukraine.
Really dodgy one to call, isn't it, this one? They've always done well.
Yeah. 5 to 10.
Yeah, we're running out of positions in the top 10, aren't we?
Yeah, well, it's actually 5 past 10 back in the UK, so hey, a little pun there. Moldova.
Other side of the scoreboard. Their usual finish. Qualify and come about 19th.
Yeah, 12th last year. They're not going to get past that. Year before that, 22nd, 14th, 11th.
Yeah. In the teens.
Actually, 26 once more. What else do we need to explain? I think we've done that. Do we want to talk about the voting calling out that's happening this year?
The voting what?
Because once all the juries and the public votes are all collated, we don't go down the countries in alphabetical order.
Oh, no, we don't.
And all 42 countries who entered Eurovision get to vote, not just the ones who've been in the show tonight.
No, all of them.
But the order has been specially decided by a magical digital laser computer scoreboard computer.
Yeah, it's the algorithm we've got. So,
No, you have to do that quite atmospherically.
The algorithm. In the X Factor voice. Because of complaints by some broadcasters that the voting was getting too boring with so many countries voting, what they decided to do was, let's not do the vote sequence until all the jury results are in. So they're basing it on the Friday night voting to make it exciting.
But hold on a minute. I thought we weren't meant to know what the votes were from Friday night. How would you work out what order to put them in?
Because someone does. We don't, but someone in a cupboard locked away in the mountains in Geneva does.
No, Luke, they use a computer. So nobody sees it. PricewaterhouseCooper, remember?
Oh, yeah. Sorry, I forgot.
So what happens is that they're now going to work out, they're going to make their best guess of what an exciting order to read out the scores would be.
To keep it as close as possible for as long as possible.
And to keep the sort of result hidden. I mean, last year, we had 8 different countries at some point were in the number one slot. And it just keeps everything going over. We're still going to get the same end result. But this is all about building, and this is what I love about Eurovision. It's about building tension without being hugely artificial.
Without having a 2-minute pause. We say, and the winner is dudum. Then cutting to a break.
Yeah, exactly.
And then coming back the next day.
Because we've got to be really fast. Now, also, as we have done for a number of years, the scores 1 to 7 will not be read out. You're just going to have to look at the screen really quickly,
yep.
Pick them out, and see where they go. We will get we'll get 20 seconds of inning chat from the people who are reading out the scores. Apart from Sweden, we have Sarah Donfiner, who we're hoping she does a Linda Woodruff joke.
Yeah.
And they will read out the 8, the 10, and the traditional 12 points that they get through. They will be all added together, and at the end of the night, we will have someone with the highest score, and we will call that country the winner.
And if it is a tie...
We actually have a complicated procedure for that
as
well.
If it's a tie, you go... The winning country is then decided by the country that got the votes from the most other countries.
And if that doesn't matter, then do you count back on how many 12-pointers they got?
And then how many 10s?
And then the 10s. And then the 8s.
Then the 7s.
Then the 6s.
5s.
Then the 4s.
3s.
Then the 2s.
Then the 1s.
And then... I love this rule.
Yeah.
Then... The person earlier in the running order gets the victory.
Yeah, I mean, I would have done it something like the person with the closest birthday to the day of the contest, you know.
Nope, it's earlier in the running
Just
order.
Just to see certain countries enter people with a birthday on the day.
I think that's it. I think that's all we can do on your alternative commentary. Thank you for choosing us for your Eurovision experience, whether it is the Eurovision experience live on the night or you're listening to us afterwards when you're watching it again at 3 o'clock on a Tuesday morning because you've nothing better to do. We still appreciate your company. I'm Ewan Spence. You'll be able to find me throughout the year at www.escinsight.com. Not only do we have in-depth articles, we also have one of the world's biggest Eurovision podcasts.
I'm Luke Fisher, and you can find me all around the year at escextra.com. We 24 hours, 365 days a year, Eurovision news.
Look, the easiest way to do this is Luke does the tabloid daily newspaper stuff.
Yeah. And Ewan does the sort of more considered broadsheet approach.
That would come out once a week on a Sunday.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's about how we split. That's been the Eurovision Song Contest. Thank you very much for listening. You're in for an hour of exciting scorekeeping. So are we. Back at the computers, back at the websites, back on Twitter. It's been a pleasure to share Eurovision with you.
Yep. See you in the Netherlands for Junior.
Yes. Junior in December.
Junior in December.
Yeah. And look, it's been a pleasure to share the commentary with you this year as well.
My pleasure too.
Indeed. And now, guitars. Because we always finish with guitars.